Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 5, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Shavias. Our first Mishnah that we'll be dealing with today, the conclusion of the fifth chapter, is dealing with the case of what is a woman or what is an individual allowed to do in terms of lending out various kelim, various vessels of that they own, to someone who A, doesn't keep the laws of Shemitah, and B, will also tie in someone who doesn't keep the laws of Trumas Maestros. So, says the Mishnah, Mash'eles Isha Lachaverta HaChashud we say that a woman is allowed to lend various kelim to her friend who is going to be a suspect of violating the halachos of Shemitah. Nafa uchavara v'rechayim v'tanor. So specifically, here are the four things that we'll say would be totally okay when it's like a sifter or a sieve and a mill and an oven. These four things can totally be lent and can totally be given over by someone who cares about the halachas of Shemitah to someone who doesn't necessarily care about the halachas of Shemitah. Aval lo tavor velo titchan ima. But she can't sort or grind her friend's Shemitah produce with her, because if she does this, then she's actually violating halacha. Meaning, she can lend her the kalim, because she also may not be doing something wrong with the produce that maybe isn't Shemitah produce. But on the off chance that she is, we don't want to risk her violating any of Averos herself, so she can lend them, but she can't work with her. Then the Mishnah goes further about the case of someone about Trumas Maestros. Eishes chaver mash'eles le'eishes am'aretz. When you have the wife of a chaver, so she, again, a chaver is someone who is careful with the laws of Tumah and Tahara and Trumas Maestros, etc. So the wife of a chaver, she can lend to the wife of an Am Haaretz her kelim. What could she lend? Nafa ukvar. She could lend a sifter and a sieve. Uvareres v'tochenes umar kedes ima. And she can even sort, grind, and sift her produce together with her. And the reason why this is allowed is because there's no prohibition necessarily in preparing the food together. No one's eating it, no one's whatever. So no issue. Aval, when does it become usher for her to work with her? Once the Amaretz's wife goes ahead and adds the water to the flour, and they're baking, having a good time together, so then she's not allowed to help her anymore once that water hits the flour. Because you can't assist someone who is clearly involved in committing an avera. What's the avera over here specifically? Well, we know that when we bake a certain amount of dough, when we prepare it, we have to take challah, and the challah can't become tummy. And so if it can't become tummy, well, you know for sure that this lady is tummy and her kelim are tummy, or at least we assume that she is, and therefore you cannot do this with her, because you're going to be violating an avera yourself at that point. And then the Mishnah concludes, the Mishnah makes two more comments, rather. V'kulan lo amru elam ibnei darchi shalom. All these halachos, fascinating, are examples of how far the rabbis will go for the sake of creating peace among the Jewish people. To the extent that, as long as you're not going to be violating the prohibition, it would seem, and there's a chance you can say that they're probably not also, or they may not be violating a prohibition, the rabbis were willing to be lenient and say, this is all for shalom, this is all for peace. So, machzikin idei ovdei kochavim bashvius. And we can even, on the notion of being peaceful people, so we can even be machzik, we can say to individuals who are non-Jews, who are working their land that they own, in the land of Israel during the Shemitah year, we can say Hatzlacha, you should be good, you should be well, Hatzlacha with your produce, because in general we assume that, although everyone may not agree, we certainly assume that it's okay for them to be working the land. About Lo Yidei Yisrael, but we can encourage a Jewish person who's doing that. Of v'shavalin b'shloman, and when we greet non-Jews, we can say shalom. How are you? You say, what's the problem with saying shalom? Well, shalom, as we know, is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people who have the name shalom run into a specific problem when they're writing their names on a piece of paper. Or is it shemos? Then what's the halacha there? So it's a conversation for another time. But evidently, even though shalom has some level of sanctity to it, we are allowed to greet a non-Jew with that word. M'pnei darchi shalom. All of this because of trying to keep the peace. That is the end of Perek Hey. We now move forward into Perek Vav, and the first Mishnah in Perek Vav tells us that there are basically three levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in terms of Shemitah, and the reason why is because we know that the land of Israel was conquered twice, once by Yehoshua when he came in with the Jewish nation, and that's of course that's the first time we all were all in the land of Israel, but then it was we were exiled, and then we entered again approximately 70 years later when Ezra brought all the Jewish people back up. when we were brought back up, we didn't conquer exactly the same amount of land that Yehoshua had conquered. And so the Kedusha of the land of Israel today is basically based on when and who conquered it. If it was conquered in the days of Yehoshua, it does not have any sanctity anymore. But if it was conquered in the days of Ezra, then it does have sanctity still. And so, therefore, the Mishnah says, Shalosh Aratzos LaShviyas, that there are three lands regarding the halachas of Shviyas, Kol Sheyach Ziku Ole Bavel Me'eretz Yisrael Ad Kizid. So, any of the land of Israel that was taken by the individuals who came up from Bavel, which and the specific area of the land that extends from the south of Eretz Yisrael all the way to Kitziv, which is in the north. So that has the full sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, and that has the full Shemitah. So therefore, lo necha v'lo ne'avad. So you can't eat the Shemitah produce after the biur process. We mentioned that after a few years, you burn the Shemitah produce if it was not eaten. And so, you burn the produce. So in this situation, for all this land that we just spoke about, so you can't eat the Shemitah produce after the Bior has passed, unless you did the mitzvah of Bior. Larger discussion, we spoke a little bit about it previously, not for right now, but just to understand that that's the basic idea, that after Bior is done, if you fulfill the mitzvah of Bior, then in theory you can, but if you have not done the mitzvah of Bior, then you cannot eat the rest of the produce, and the land is not allowed to be worked during the Shemitah year. That was category number one. Category number two, v'kol she'echaziku ole Mitzrayim mikziv v'ad hanahar v'ad amana, and all of the land that was taken by those who came up from Mitzrayim, which is individuals who came up not during the times of the Bavel returnees with Ezra, but at a different time. So this area is the area that goes from Kiziv to the river that was there on the eastern side. So and the area that was extending from Kiziv, it's hard to explain over a recording, but basically it's a pretty small area, just a little bit of like a mountainous kind of a land. And so, but if you look at a map, it's really, it's quite a small, piece of land. So this second category, it was, conquered and it was lived in by people who came up from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, but not individuals who came up from Bavel. And so therefore, since that is the case, ne'achal aval lo ne'avad, it has like a quasi-Shemitah status. The Shemitah produce, can be eaten even if you don't do the mitzvah of Bior, but the land, is not allowed to be worked during the Shemitah year. So you can eat the produce even without Bior, but you cannot work the land even during Shemitah. And then finally, min ha-nahar me'amana ve'lifnim, the territory that goes a little bit further to the north from the river and Amana is not part of Eretz Yisrael at all. Nachal v'neva, so therefore you could do, you could don't have to keep Shemitah, you don't have to worry about Bior, you can work the land, you can eat the produce, no issue whatsoever. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph in Perek Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.